All right, welcome everybody back to the Way of the Truth Warrior. My name is David Whitehead. Today it is January the 12th, 2021. Hey, that's cool. 12, 21. Interesting number we chose today, Fiona. We have the lovely Fiona Edgar joining us once again. Fiona, so good to talk to you. You've been messaging me saying you've got some really, really interesting stuff to share about what's going on with the astrological time and place that we're in. For those of you who might be new to Fiona's work, I've done many interviews with her in the past. We also feature her regularly on Unslaved with Michael Tesarian. You can check that out at unslaved.com. And Fiona, before we begin, just let people know where they can find you these days with all the censorship going on. Where can they get updates, your website, your social media? Let people know about that.
The best place to get my updates would be my website. It's fionaedgar.com. That's Edgar with an A. I just joined Telegram and I just started a channel on there. I do post regular updates on Facebook. Just search for Fiona Edgar. I'm also on Instagram, but I don't really post that much on there because I'm kind of limited to what I can write.
Right, which is sad. But hey, Telegram, is it good? I'm think everybody keeps telling me about Telegram. Maybe I should do Telegram too.
Oh, you totally should. I'm actually
Okay.
surprised that you're not there already.
I'm all
You can
right.
start a channel, share your video, share links, and it's private.
Beauty, beauty, very good. Well, before we go, I'm getting blown. My phone is blowing up. Everybody's freaking out. They watch the Trump speech. They're very worried. I just wanted to say something really quickly, just, because I mean, none of us really know what's going on. Like I said in my stream last night, I think there's probably a handful of people that actually know what's happening. I don't even think the deep state or whoever we want to call these people know what's really going on at this point. So I just wanted to say right off the bat, and then Fiona, you can let me know what you think. But I watched this speech of Trump in Texas. He was speaking at the Alamo. Think of symbolism and think of optics and think of the fact that, in my reading of it, Trump has been playing the game that the media has been playing by putting out a sort of front cover that's loaded with symbolic language because there's a way that this has to be communicated. And I mean, maybe I'm just wishful thinking, but I think there's some interesting things going on. And I would just like to say for all the people that are like, I literally have people message me, they're like, Trump just conceded. Trump just conceded. It's over. And I'm sitting there going, okay, hold on a minute. Rewatch the speech and find the part. You have to, when you watch these things with emotions and stress and worry and everybody's sitting on bated breath, oftentimes your mind hears what you want to hear. If you watch the speech again, understanding what I laid out for like 3 hours yesterday as just a possibility. Maybe we're all wrong, but we're going to find out soon enough. But just as a possibility, watch the speech again and listen to how he says certain things. So people are like, he kept mentioning the Biden administration and the next administration. And I'm like, okay, when did he say the Biden administration in what context? And then when did he say the next administration in what context? So really quickly, he said something about how the next administration, hopefully won't want to get rid of the wall because it's, there's all these purposes for it or whatever. And he goes, they probably won't, tongue in cheek. And then when he says the Biden administration, the only time he mentioned Biden's name was in relation to the 25th Amendment that they've been threatening to use against him. And he said, the only thing he said was, I am completely immune from the 25th Amendment, essentially. But it's going to haunt the Biden. It's going to haunt Biden and the Biden administration in the future. Interesting. So people are like, oh, he conceded. But I don't know. What do you think about what just went down, Fiona? What do you think about what's going on with Trump right now?
I certainly don't think that he conceded. I think that he used his language very carefully, as a Gemini would. I also thought that Mike Pompeo's speech was very telling yesterday. He talked about China quite extensively, and he also seemed to use his words very carefully. Do I think that it's over? I don't. I think that some serious shit is about to go down over the next few days, to be perfectly honest, okay? Because the planet Uranus, which is connected to sudden change, chaos, is stationing direct, okay? So this is on the 14th. First of all, I want to say To anyone watching this, please don't gather in any public places over in the States. It's really dangerous. I did warn people prior to the 6th not to go because I saw in the astrology, I did post about it on my Facebook for anyone that wants to check. I saw that first of all, nothing could be trusted about the day. The information that was going to be given as usual was going to be incorrect. And there was a risk of violence and chaos, unexpected events. That energy is continuing all month.
Mm. So when you say, first of all, I want everybody to know, we had Fiona on in 2019 doing a forecast for 2020. And she nailed literally everything. We did this interview on Unslave. You can check it out. I'll put a link in afterwards. And you've been consistently right, Fiona. And it has to do, I think, with the way that you personally look at astrology. And again, for people that are sort of like, oh, astrology, we're not talking about what's in your Sunday morning newspaper. We're talking about an ancient advanced science that is working on the principle of the connection of all things, including, you know, your psyche, your being, who you are with what's going on all around us, the interconnectivity of nature. And I'm sure Fiona, you can even do a better job of explaining it. But maybe just quickly let people know about sort of your unique take on astrology. And then when you're talking about Uranus going direct, for people that might not be in understanding what that means, could you break that down?
Sure. I'm quite intuitive. So I do pick up on things when I read astrology. Astrology has been practiced for thousands of years, and astrologers used to advise kings, emperors, queens, but the church considered it to be blasphemous, and so it lost its popularity. It is gaining in popularity because people can see that astrologers can make accurate predictions, you know, both on a global level and personal level. So it is coming back. Uranus direct, so sometimes planets go retrograde and it appears that they're moving backwards through the skies. However, it is an optical illusion. It's kind of like when you are on the highway and you're driving in your car and you overtake another car, it looks like it's moving backwards. So on an energetic level, we do really feel this very strongly. The energy of the planet is repressed. So Uranus is chaos, it's rebellions, it's completely unexpected. Even for astrologers, it's really hard to predict the events when Uranus is involved. Uranus also rules the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction that we had on the winter solstice. It's a big player this year. And yeah, I would just advise everyone, please don't go to any public places. There's literally no point at this stage. I know people want to support the president, but please think of your safety and your families because the risk of violence is high this month.
And that makes sense, actually, just even from the research I've done where we've had open threats from some of these radical groups talking about inciting violence. We've seen the playbook. We know the playbook of the Democrats, the deep state, you know, the way color revolutions unfold. I've spoken over the past week to many friends of mine who fled from places like Venezuela or China or elsewhere, who are literally giving the same warning you're giving, Fiona. And so that's interesting to me as well. And I think there was an article that I was covering in my stream last night that was just going and covering the fact that they're trying to incite violence and civil unrest because that's the playground of these people. That's what they want. They want the optics of that. This is a battle of the narrative and of the optics and the impressions of the public via the media. And the more that they're suppressing alternative media and citizen journalists and even, you know, legit journalists that are just not towing the line with the narrative, the harder it's going to be for people to get the information. And because people are so pent up and they're emotional, it's understandable. This is an excruciating year of tension and suspense. Which again was also something you had mentioned in previous calls that we've done, then there's so much more risk for them to incite what they've been looking to incite for a long time. So I would definitely second what you're saying And, you know, just the resistance, I think at this point, would you agree, is more about what's going on inside of us and in our psyches, in our emotional body, in our physical body. This is something that's way bigger even than what's going on with the elections, with Trump, with this coronavirus. Mm-hmm. This is something that's cosmic.
Yeah, totally. And our nervous systems are under attack.
Mm.
This has been happening for a while. We're being bombarded by constant stress. You know, there's the media, Wi-Fi, there's weird stuff going on with people's phones that they're starting to notice.
Oh, I've seen this.
And yes, we really need to, well, first of all, this is going to continue all year to a certain extent, regardless of what happens here in the election. There are other forces that we have to protect ourselves from. We need to get real. We need to learn how to unplug and disconnect from all of the stressors that we're being faced with every day. And I do say this quite a lot. Sometimes I'm looking at my phone at 3 a.m. You know, I think we all do it. But we have to really learn to kind of calm down. Mm. And otherwise, this is really going to affect our health. With cell phones especially, I'm getting rid of mine because there's just too much weird stuff going on. I certainly would not allow a child to be around one.
Mm.
I mean, I think the transhumanist agenda, which is all part of the Saturn-Jupiter conjunction in Aquarius, I think that there, when we start reading things on Facebook about them, you know, articles, it's already happening. They've already done it. When us little people are starting to hear about stuff, they started it years ago.
Right. That's a good point. That's a good point.
Also, their weapon is division.
Mm.
You know, black against whites, conservative against liberal, this against that, you know, whatever. That's their weapon, is to cause this unrest and division. We all have to realize here that we have a common enemy. Some people are never going to realize that. And honestly, we can share articles and we can speak out, but a lot of these people are not going to change their minds anytime soon. Aquarius is connected to spiritual awakenings, and I do believe that we are at the start of the age of Aquarius. We're coming at right at the end of the age of Pisces. So it's why everything is so intense. To get to the good stuff, we have to get through this. We've got a battle on our hands here. But we can't give up, regardless of what happens in, you know, in this election over in America. We're all fighting this battle every day.
Well said. I agree with you 100%. That's what this is all about. And I think there's going to be some bigger lessons that we're going to have to learn through this. That's what this year has been. That's what this cycle has been. And that is how it operates, right? Like, it operates on these different cycles, and there's periods of chaos. This definitely feels like a period of chaos. There's also a big sense of confusion, and a lot of people are feeling despair. A lot of people are feeling that it's hopeless. And did you have anything about that? Like, obviously we know why that would be, because of, you know, everybody's getting so much information, the mind can't even take it. Nobody knows which way is up. But is there also a bigger reason why we have to go through this confused period, maybe in order to be able to find the truth and some sanity, and this is part of the rebuilding?
I think that we need to learn to trust ourselves and listen to the answer that is always going to be in our hearts instead of a newspaper. And I also feel that trusting in a higher power is the answer here. Whatever you believe in, I'm pagan. It gives you strength. The enemy of communism has always been spirituality. That's why they tried to remove religion and any form of spiritual beliefs, because they want the state to be the gods. They want you to look at Bill Gates and listen to him as if he were a god, rather than this beautiful energy that is present within everything. So I really do think, and people are like, how do you do that? You know, just trust yourself every day. You know, what's your first instinct or impression about a situation? The answer is always going to be in your heart.
Well said. The kingdom of heaven is within, right? And I actually just want to let people know I did link some good articles below. I'll put more afterwards as things come to me, just to give you as much as I can. So let's get into the actual forecast then. You've just sort of introduced it. Where do you think would be the best place to start here?
Okay, I would like to talk a bit about the astrology of the month. This particular month, there's a lot going on. So this is the 12th. We did have a Venus Chiron square today, and also a square between Mercury and Uranus. In a nutshell, this is all about unexpected messages and a lot of people kind of feeling hopeless. But this is a very temporary energy. I mean, people on both sides, no matter what frigging side you're on, no one knows what's going on, really. And a lot of people are kind of feeling wounded. There is a new moon that's happening tomorrow in Capricorn, and it's conjunct Pluto. This is power, some kind of powerful force. It's making an opposition to some planets in Trump's chart. So we're going to see a lot of activity over the next few days. I can't say for sure exactly what is going to happen here. I'm trying to approach it from a purely astrological perspective. So Uranus goes direct on the 14th. There's also a trine between Venus and Uranus. On the 17th of January, Jupiter makes a square to Uranus. So Jupiter is the planet of expansion. When it touches another planet, it blows stuff out of proportion. So potentially we could see some violence here. We may hear something about interference with air travel or something to do with military airplanes, something along those lines, because Jupiter is in an air sign. Okay, so towards it's chaotic right until the end of the month when Mercury goes retrograde. Mercury goes retrograde very close to the moon in the chart of the USA. This tells me that there's going to be a lot of confusion around that time for everyone that lives in the USA and around the world. Nothing is going to be clear, okay? On the actual day itself, the 20th of January, I will say that both Biden and Trump have some quite bad aspects on that day. So it's possible, like you said, it doesn't go ahead, or there's like some kind of fake inauguration for Biden. Those are all possibilities.
Right.
But there's going to be a lot of civil unrest. Okay, that's going to increase this month especially. So we all need to prepare for that. This month is just completely nuts. That's all I'll say.
That's a wrap. It's going to be nuts. It feels like it's going to be
Nuts.
nuts. I've even heard
Yeah.
some rumblings about the fact that we might even start seeing some threats from China and other places. There might be even threats of war. It might feel like we're at a war or something's coming. But some people are saying this is going to be a fake out. It's part of everything that's going on. It's part of the confusion. They're fighting something that is very powerful. It's very ancient, and it's definitely going to be punching back in its death throes. So. Does that kind of sound familiar when you just look at what you just talked about there?
Yeah. Okay. So I thought that it would be useful to look at the actual astrology between the two countries, the USA and China.
Okay.
So this is the collective astrology of both of those countries. It's not to do with individuals. And I did notice a few interesting things coming up. So in this month, on the 16th of January, Mercury. This is in the composite chart, by the way, for anyone that doesn't know astrology. You can draw up a composite chart between two people, two places, and it shows you what the actual relationship is like. So it's really useful for relationships or any kind of partnership. Mercury conjunct Chiron on the 16th, that is some kind of war talk. Because Chiron is an Aries. Aries is the planet of the war, the sign of the warrior. It's going to be something like war talk, or there's some kind of wounded communication there. There's also a Mars-Pluto opposition on the 22nd of January. And that to me would be some kind of talk of violence or possibly the beginnings of a war. Right? I do, really don't want, I hate giving negative news. I never like that, you know, but I'm not going to be one of these astrologers that just candy coats stuff.
That's why I
And I
love you.
will say, I mean, I will say that I've looked at the UK's chart. So, and the chart of the US, there's some kind of war that's going to happen, okay? It could be, now that doesn't mean that it's going to be like a global war and everything kicks off. It could be, or it could simply be the people starting to rise and rebel against the lockdowns and the quarantines. But the very stressful astrology between China and the US does make me wonder.
It could
It
also even be
does.
a continuation of this sort of Cold War. And, you know, as China gets strangled economically more and more, they're going to start making the threats of it and the movements of it. And it might get a little bit hairy in that sense. It could be certain places, you know, like, so when I'm assuming like the way it works is you see sort of the general signs of where things could be positioned, and then the rest will be speculation. But if I kind of think about it from just a research perspective and what I've been hearing, it all fits. And this doesn't mean it's the end of the world. This doesn't mean it's world war, thermonuclear war. It just means we're in a war right now. We're in a massive war right now. We've been in a war this last 4 years for specifically, but it's been something that is going to start to come to a head no matter which way this goes. And I think that's, you know, I can just say that's what I've got just from looking at it from just researching it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It's coming to a head. The astrology between the USA and China is extremely volatile, especially in the month of February. There's loads of very extremely stressful major planetary aspects going on. Something is really going to kick off here in a major way. I will say that. So, I mean, the funny thing is that in March, Trump's astrology is really good. Okay. He has trines with Jupiter. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Biden's is not so good on that month.
Well, that's
So
good
I don't
news.
know what's going to happen, but I've always said that Trump always comes on top of this. Whether he wins, he will be okay. And he's not going to stop fighting. He has some pretty awesome transits this coming year. However, he has this ongoing weirdness with Neptune, where just people just aren't seeing him clearly. They're not listening. But we'll see. So yeah, lots of extremely stressful astrology between those two countries all year. So something is going to kick off, whether it's because, you know, Trump stays as president and declares war against China. That is a possibility. Or it's the people, the American people being so strongly affected by an administration that really is being, has, you know, it's China's puppet. I feel that to be less likely, though, I will say that.
That's interesting. I just, again, in the stream I did like a 3.5 hour stream last night, just sort of dumping everything I've been getting and just kind of putting it out there for people to just consider and see what they think about it. But one of the things I was covering that kind of shocked me was someone had been passing around this message that apparently had come from someone within Trump's admin in their military, whatever, and they put it out as that. The end. So Trump has basically strangled the Federal Reserve, especially when he integrated it into the Treasury. And there's been a lot of moves he's been making that very few people are aware of, and that, of course, the media would never tell you about. This is what has to do with the fact that he was visiting all of these places for his entire 4 years. He was visiting Saudi Arabia, China, the UN, the World Economic Forum. He went to Davos. He went to the Vatican. He went all over the place. And we're apparently about to see the dividends pay off of that, where he is essentially been dismantling the central banking system from the inside out. And because this is what he has been promising publicly from day one. And of course, there's tons of pushback because you're taking on literally the most powerful Templar royal families in the world. You know, all these different things we've talked about before with Michael, etc. And because he's been rebuilding that and basically destroying that system, there's going to be some economic fallout as well. But the thing is that he's dismantling the corporation of the United States. If this is true, this is massive. And I think this is why he's tight-lipped at the moment, is because it's not the right time. And I'll bet you they're looking at the astrology as well. And they're also obviously aware of a lot more than we are about what's going on. So one of the scenarios was that there will be no inauguration on the 20th. Is one scenario. The Democrats might, if they survive from now till then, they might try to fake one, right? But they didn't win. They didn't win even the Corporation of America votes for that to happen. That's already, we already have the evidence for that. And they sealed the deal by certifying that in Congress. And so Trump's been holding all of his cards. He hasn't even used his presidential powers yet, which is interesting for someone that never gives up. Why would he just walk away without even flexing any muscles? He's been on defense this whole time, which tells me this is a rope-a-dope. And so by taking out the banking industry or the Federal Reserve System and pulling it to heel and getting a lot of these other countries to heel because he's got dirt on these people, he will, instead of being inaugurated on the 20th, the inauguration would happen in March, which was the original dates of inauguration. If you look at the inauguration date of Abraham Lincoln, it was March the 4th. March the 4th was the inauguration date from 1776 until 1933, where it was changed under Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And this, of course, started with the Federal Reserve formation and basically the hijacking of America and turning DC into a corporate unit, which brings us into the whole Triple Crown, you know, the Vatican City, the City of London, Washington, D.C. It made America into that entity. So those votes, those politicians, those, all of that was all a fraud. So if Trump really was going to drain the swamp, it would have to be also based on the fact that he has to bring America back. If he's saying make America great again, decode that phrase as we have to get ourselves out of this corporation debt slavery deal with these bankers and these internationalists and foreign interests. We have to drain the traitors within our ranks, and we have to rebuild our country based on the actual constitution, based on a real currency, a real gold back or something, you know, real currency. We don't know what it's going to be. This is just what was coming out. And it's interesting to me that that's the information coming out from some of these sources when you put it together with what you've just said about the astrology. We're going to see how it goes, but that could be one scenario. The other scenario would be, yeah, they actually go all the way to inaugurating Biden. And then, you know, soon thereafter, that's when maybe things are getting pretty nuts, as you're saying, at the end of January.
Well, that's a real possibility that there is a fake inauguration because they faked everything else. Why not this too? But right. Yeah, I mean, the astrology really picks up in March for Trump. So I think everyone needs to just to keep calm and try to be peaceful about this. Everyone on the alternative media is, you know, when's it going to happen and losing hope and attacking people. That's not what we should do. No, we need to chill here. Yeah. As well as anything else, think of your own body and the amount of stress that it's under at the moment. Everyone is so stressed and, you know, it's hard to sleep. Like, I haven't had a full night's sleep since November.
Oh, I know. So I know. I've switched my sleep schedule's nuts. I'm sure everybody's is. But part of it's excitement. Yeah. Part of it's like, I thought this kind of stuff was going to start happening around 2012. That's when I was, because I've been looking at this for about 18 years or so. And then a lot did happen, but not what we thought. And then it happened here. And I've heard that one way you could look at it is originally when you go to the older writings of a lot of these elites and these globalists, they were looking at 2045 as one of their major target dates for when they wanted to bring in this new global system. Then it came out with this whole Agenda 2030 thing with the UN. It's as if they sort of pushed that original target date back a little bit. And then because of what happened with Trump getting in, which sort of threw the whole thing off in 2016 and the moves he was making, it forced them to push it to 2020. And that's why we're in this situation where it's now, like if you see what's going on in Quebec and some of these other places, it's just, it's literally like watching all of Alex Jones's documentaries come to life. It's pretty frightening actually, but it's to be expected, yeah. Right? Like if we don't, it's like what we say on an individual level, if you don't deal with the skeletons inside of you, the things that you've repressed, the traumas, the things that you need to focus on, if you bury them and repress them, they come back tenfold in other ways. Mm-hmm. And this is what drives this hysteria and this unrest of the mind in people is when you're repressing. And it's the nation of America and the Western civilization in general and many other countries have repressed all this corruption and fraud and infiltration and all these different things that have been going on. And so as that comes to the surface, yep, it's going to be chaotic, confusing. There's going to be all kinds of stuff. No one's going to know what's ways up because that's what would happen if you went through this on your personal journey. I think what we're, mm-hmm. So sometimes it helps to look at the micro and the macrocosm and just realize, you know, if you did a detox, it would be very uncomfortable for a period of time, but then all of a sudden you'd be like, wow, I feel like the best I've ever felt because I went through that pain of detoxing all those toxins. So one silver lining is to say, okay, it's chaotic now. Who knows what's going to happen, but keep your calm because these things work in cycles and this is necessary. This whole year, as horrible as it was, and I wish we could have avoided it, it was necessary. We've now, it's woken up multi-millions more people to connecting back to that question. What does it mean to be human? What does it mean to be free? Why are these governments moving to this level? What's really going on? I need to go and investigate. It sparked everybody's curiosity. And part of that has basically driven a lot of people nuts because it's so new to them. They're just like, this is, I don't even know what universe I'm living in. But again, I want to point to the fact that you called this. You were already saying there's going to be these periods through 2020 where it's chaotic. Everybody's confused. Nobody knows what's what. Government, you know, I think it was Mars retrograde and Saturn and all of that. The government's going to be clamping down. It's to me, it's just amazing to actually watch what you've said happen in real time.
Yeah, I wish that it wasn't happening. I wish that you know, I was wrong about that, but like the astrology never lies, which is why they don't want you to use it and they try and discredit it, you know, whenever they can. But I think that, like you say, there are a lot of positive things happening right now in terms of spiritual growth. And really the evolution of, you know, our spirits, our souls, collectively, we're all going through a dark night of the soul. Many of us have been there at least a couple of times before. So we kind of know what to expect. You know, when the darkness is coming, you also know that at some point it's going to leave. It's not going to be forever. We will get through this. But the positive side of this is that all of those sleeping people, a good lot of sleeping people, are now awake. They're questioning things. They know that what they're seeing on the news, the information that they're getting, is not the truth. Okay, a pandemic? Where are all of these people? It does exist. I actually personally think that I had it, but it was no worse than a normal flu. Yeah. Where are they? Where are all these people dropping dead? We saw the video footage in China of people staggering in the streets. We saw the mass graves in the States. You know, it's just not adding up. So this is the purpose of it. This is the spiritual purpose. Wake the hell up. We need to get into the age of Aquarius. We're not going to do that if you're still following your false gods on the TV set.
Well said. And it seems like a lot of those false gods, a lot of these celebrities, they're not quite as visible anymore. I mean, Hollywood is crashing. I think when you look at the stocks of Twitter just going through the floor after they just started randomly banning everybody, and now they've lost like 60% of their people. You know, it's amazing to just see how there's quick consequences now. Like everything's right there. Stuff used to take years to kind of, now it's all instant. It's like they do a decision and there's an immediate consequence. And then, you know, the more they suppress us and silence us, look, I'm on Gab, I'm on BitClout, I'm going to go on Telegram, there's brand new tube, there's BitChute. Humanity will always find a way. We're like water. It just, you know, it will keep pooling up, and then we'll disperse around the obstacle and find a way. This is just the way, that's the way nature works. That's the way the spirit that animates us works. And so as much as these bastards try to prevent that from happening, it's as if it just encourages us more. So that's where I try to tell people, don't lose hope. It's with the pandemic, with the election, with any of this stuff going on, we need to be here for a reason. Feel that and connect to that true voice inside. And I was just talking about this yesterday, like how to differentiate between your intuition, your reason, and all the voices that are crowding your head of other people, the influence, the ego, your fears. How do we interpret that? You're a very intuitive person, Fiona. Do you have any advice on how to sort of separate those messages in the mind?
Just listen to your heart. It's real simple. If someone tells you something, what do you feel in your heart? It will tell you whether it's the truth or a lie. It will tell you if it's something positive. That's how I've managed to really develop my intuitive abilities. I am a Cancer, so naturally I am intuitive, but I believe that it's something that we all have. It's natural and normal, but it's just been conditioned out of us. Of course, meditation, exercise, being in nature, those are all activities that will help, but you must learn to trust yourself. I know a lot of people that are really, you know, I look at their charts and they're really intuitive to the point of potentially being very psychic, but they're choosing to be in a relationship with someone that gaslights them or some other unhealthy relationship where they're constantly questioning themselves. This is the year where we all need to get rid of those toxic relationships, toxic activities, and trust in ourselves. I have said that I think Chiron in Aries is the savior of this year because it represents the spirit of the people coming back to their true identities. Aries is a warrior. Chiron is about wounds, but it's also about healing. You know, many people are going to become more authentic. Yeah, we can't go out to dinner at the minute. We can't go for a coffee. We can't go to the cinema, but you know what I can do? I can meditate. I can learn astrology. I can learn any new skill. So it's bringing us back to those activities that are actually meaningful.
Wow, beautifully said. And you did point out a lot about relationships, toxic relationships. I think if anything positive has come out of this year, it's been the fact that all has been revealed, okay, on the level of people, where you are seeing who's who in your life. You're seeing who is really there to be authentic with you, who's really there to be on this journey of exploration of life with you, who's there to support you no matter what, and seeing the people who are falling all around you. We're learning so much. We're even seeing, you know, the people who are for freedom and who are against it. We're seeing also a lot of hypocrisy, especially in Canada, Fiona. I've noticed this has been just in, it's boggling my mind how much hypocrisy there is that's easily demonstrable, that is still not, I mean, it's helping to wake people up, but we've had all these Canadian politicians, for example, who were telling, they were the champions of lockdown and don't travel anywhere, just stay at home hiding under your bed and don't look at anybody. And then they're off going to vacations in Bahamas and flying down south and violating all of their own orders. And I would say to everybody right now, that's the place to go when you're talking to some of your friends, if you're trying to help them wake up with this, is just point out the hypocrisy, because the hypocrisy speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And we have, you know, Nancy Pelosi going to the hair salon. Just as I mention her, I will say that Chiron, transiting Chiron, is just going to make a conjunction to her sun in her birth chart. I did notice that. It's almost exact. So that would involve a lot of pain. It could be the laptop.
So pain is coming.
Pain is coming. I mean, it is possible that it has nothing to do with this. It could be something on a more personal level for her. But then again, it could also be about the fact that her laptop was taken. And
she knows what was on there.
Yeah.
I hope we find out. I want to know.
I know. I want to know too.
What's going to happen? Well, this is such good advice, Fiona. Did you have anything else in relation to the forecast that you wanted to share with people here?
Yeah, so ongoing all year, the planet Saturn, which represents the control system, is making a square to Uranus. So in a nutshell, it's all about control versus freedom, rebellion versus conformity. But it also is the beginning of the financial recession. So unfortunately, this aspect has been present in previous recessions, including the American Depression and the kind of global recession that we had 2007-08. So just to warn everyone, kind of, we need to, you know, take steps to ensure that we have enough to eat, ensure that we have medical supplies ready. Those preppers don't look so crazy now, do they?
You're all hoping. You're like, I know a prepper guy. Surround yourself with good people that know how to hunt, who know how to, you know, make, how to garden, learn new skills. We've been doing this all year, and I've been saying we should all be prepared for anything. I mean, it's good to live like that, just to know that you can rely on yourself. If there was a solar flare that hit the planet or World War III started, you know, I can take care of myself and my family. I'm surrounded by people who are aware and who know what to do, and I'm learning from them, and they're learning from me. That's real community, being prepared. You know, it's the way of the warrior. So, and I just wanted to add to that, I think when we start to see this recession, people should keep in mind that there's a great amount of that that's going to be due to the fact that that old Federal Reserve, Bank of International Settlements, globalist system is collapsing. That's what we're watching. That system is collapsing. It's up to us to replace that with something that actually works. And I think we've even got some help on our side in that regard. But I just wanted to throw that in there.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. So, of course, we do have the Mercury retrogrades three times, like we have every year. They are in air signs. So this the upcoming Mercury retrograde at the end of this month is in Aquarius. And it's
and when does that begin? Is that after the 20th?
That's January 30th.
Right at the end. Okay.
Yeah. So it's very close to the moon in the USA. So something's kicking off then as well. So Aquarius is connected to your, first of all, freedom. It's also connected to fanatics and people that are extremists. So that's going to kick off. I think we all know who's more likely to be the extremists here. We've seen that. So who knows? So yeah, Mercury retrograde in air signs all year. Three times this year, it's the war on information. That's going to continue. The censorship. Also, how do you think? What? How do you formulate your thoughts? How do you communicate? Those are all things to look at this year, because it's easy to get caught up on the global events, and you know, you have personal relationships that need attention too. You need to work on yourself as well.
Right.
Okay, so another important event this year is that in May 13th, the planet Jupiter, which is connected to spirituality, foreign countries, higher learning, it goes into Pisces for a brief spell until July. There's a couple of different ways that this is going to manifest. First of all, at its highest frequency, Jupiter in Pisces is going to be a beautiful spiritual energy that comes in. From another, you know, from the universe or from God, whatever it is that you feel, it's going to feel peaceful. Your intuition is going to be activated. This is going to activate your intuitive abilities, your psychic abilities, your dreams. You'll get a lot of messages from your dreams. So pay attention to those. The downside of this is that Pisces is connected to viruses. It's also connected to lies and misinformation. there's a possibility that the propaganda machine goes into overdrive in May. Let's see what else. So it goes back into Aquarius in July. And honestly, the rest of the year, we've got Saturn square Uranus, which we just talked about. The end of the year ends with the Venus retrograde. I don't think
What's
anyone's really a fan of those. So first of all, it's in Capricorn. The sign of Capricorn, Venus being the planet of love, Capricorn is about the bread and butter of relationships. It's not about kind of romance, and it's about, can I make a home with this person? Can I have a family with this person? Are they protecting me? Are they nourishing me? Is this relationship or this marriage going to do it for me in the long run? Those are all questions that people will be asking, because is this person going to be a good apocalypse partner? I'm just kidding,
It's true.
yeah. So you need to be with someone that's on your wavelength, on your frequency. In 2012, we did have a lot of breakups, just as we had last year. A lot of people are parting ways simply because they feel that they're not even on in the same dimension as that person anymore. There's a lot of spiritual awakening happening, and if your partner is wearing a mask and believing everything that they read, how can you feel a heart connection with them? So those relationships are falling away. That is going to happen again at the end of the year. Also, Capricorn is connected to authority and finances.
So maybe some big
So we'll
changes there
see.
too. Yeah.
Honestly, to sum it up, it's a real mixed bag this year. There's lots of good stuff. There's also a lot of challenging activity in terms of rebellions against the government, against the control system, the deep state. It's going to be ongoing. There's also going to be a lot of extremist activity.
It
So,
makes sense. It makes so much sense.
yeah.
Like everything you're saying is like that's how I see it, even just from what I'm feeling intuitively and the information that I'm looking at, and we'll see how it all shakes down, and we're probably all in for some major surprises. That's another thing that I feel. I think what I've been feeling is that we're going to start to see things we've never seen before that we couldn't even imagine, and it's going to get pretty intense in that regard because our whole world is being turned upside down and it's just getting started. That's kind of how I feel. But that's an opportunity. That's what has to happen to shake us out of the old system, the old paradigm, the old way of thinking, the old versions of ourselves, so that we can have the opportunity to grow and evolve and build a new version of ourselves moving forward. And I think that's happening on all the levels, individual, collectively. And I know what you're saying about the relationships. So many of my friends, people that I know that I thought were rock solid would never, they've been moved parting ways, which again is it's part of this age of revealing, isn't it? It's all part of bringing what was hidden to the surface and bringing everything into crystal clear vision.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. So I think that we all just have to stay strong, and lots of folks are going to be finding their tribes. So Jupiter in Aquarius is about finding your tribe. Who do you connect with? Who shares my beliefs? It's important that we try to maintain those connections as much as possible, even if it's over the internet. It's still something. Another thing is that there's a real possibility of interference with the internet this year. So obviously the censorship, but it would not surprise me if a lot of sites were taken down, even if it was only, temporarily. Electricity will also be affected in some areas because Uranus is connected to electricity. So just be prepared for that.
Did you see this, the reports about what Pakistan, the entire nation, power went down, Vatican City, some interesting places suddenly lost power. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. So it could happen to us too, wherever we are. Just be prepared. Have a torch or a flashlight, I think you guys call it over there. generators. You know, I don't think we can go overboard. It is 2021 after all.
I'll have to don my mithril chainmail so it glows when the orcs are near. Well, Fiona, unless you had, was there any other points you wanted to drop for us or closing
No,
thoughts?
I think that's it, Dave.
Okay.
Thanks for having me on. If anyone wants to contact me, you can follow my work on FionaEdgar.com, Telegram, and Facebook.
Awesome. And I'm going to go join Telegram right after this. Thank you, Fiona. Always great to talk to you. We're going to have you back on Enslaved 2 to do a full analysis. So stay tuned for some of those emails. And thanks for your time. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, for supporting this channel. I'll be covering as much as I can as things unfold. So stay here. And also, please, if you're an Enslaved member or considering it, go check out the recent interview or the recent presentation that Michael just did about what he thinks is going on, the roots of it. It's fantastic. It's over at unslaved.com. Thanks, everybody. That's it. Thank you, Fiona. We'll talk again soon.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.